Ajá.
IronJackwithPiratePods.com, sitting here with Richard Shepherd with Radio Mundial.
That's very good.
Oh my God, and what a show. That was so awesome. You
thank
guys
you so much,
rocked.
Man. Thank you so much. Yeah, we have a great time. It's our first time here. Actually, no, it's not true. This is our second time here in San Diego. Our first time here was in the San Diego street scene in 2003.
Oh.
But we had better time here tonight.
We did. Well, can you introduce some of the band members for
Absolutely,
us?
Yeah.
And the instruments that
sure,
they play?
Sure, sure. There's Johnny Mano, who plays percussion, timbales, and sings also, backup vocals. There's Eric Bolivar, an amazing drummer, who plays drums and also does backup vocals. There's Brian Jay with us. He plays bass. My name is Richard. I play guitar and I sing. And there's my brother John Shepherd, who plays cuatro, Puerto Rican cuatro, which is a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, like a 10-string instrument, you know. And he also plays electric guitar and sings lead vocals also.
Oh, you guys are awesome. So let's talk about the tour that you're on, Musica Fresca. Tell us about that and any memorable moments on this tour.
The great thing about the Musica Fresca tour is that we really got to meet some great artists on the tour. We got to become friends with Julio Bortio, which is a reggaeton artist from Puerto Rico, who for us is like one of the pioneers in the genre, and it's been an honor. It's been an honor to meet him and his whole crew, and also to meet the boys from Aquid, a Mexican hip hop group who are absolutely fantastic, and we're really genuine fans of their music now. Now that we've been on tour with them, got to meet them as people, and they're totally inspiring. Like night after night, they put it on the line. And it's been great to just, like, you know, there's a saying amongst musicians called the hang, you know?
Oh, tell us about that.
The hang is like when you meet another musician and you can just sit and be people, you know? Uh-huh. You can hang, you know? It's not about, like, you know, well, my record company is this and I've sold this many records and I'm on this, you know? It's not about that. It's really as people being able to hang with each other. And honestly, these two groups, Julio Bortio and Aquid, have been tremendous treasures that we've discovered on this tour. We're already good friends with Yerba Buena. They're really, really good friends of ours. So that's been the great thing about this tour, that we've made great friends.
And Andres, he really brought you guys together as a group, Radio Mundial, or no?
No, he did not. But he produced our last record. He produced our last record. Me and my brother started the group in 2001, 3 weeks after September 11th, which was the impetus, the actual attacks on New York City was the impetus for us to come together.
Because you brothers are from New York.
We were born in the Bronx. We were raised in Miami. My brother moved out here like around 9 years ago, and I came out here 5 years ago to New York. And then we just decided to start the group together. Life ain't forever, you know?
Yeah.
So we really chose the moment to come out and start the group together. And we've been having a blast. I mean, we had labels out from the first show. So, yes. Andres was the producer of the last record, and it was great meeting him at his camp also.
So, on this tour, are you playing sounds from your first album, La Raíz, or mainly sounds from your current album that just came out?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both, Hannah. We're playing a little bit of our first record and a little bit of our new record. You know, in New York, there's a lot of at night to night. You know, we play out a lot in New York, so we like to mix up the material, try out new things. But on this tour, we only really have half an hour. You know, with the opening group on this tour, so we like mixing up a little bit of our first album and a little bit of our new album.
Do you guys decide what you're gonna play that night, or do you have a set that you go with every night, every performance?
Every night, we want to get to the point where like we can. There's a different set every night. Really, honestly, I mean, we're only 5 years deep into the Radio Mundial career, or whatever, man. But we're really excited about being able to like night after night switch it up, you know, because it keeps us. We're really at heart musicians, so for us to keep it exciting, we like to mix up, you know, a couple songs here, a couple songs there. We get to the venue, maybe talk to the security, talk to the promoter, or whatever, meet some people in the crowd, And you know, we get a vibe for the night, and that's what we gauge our set list on.
Do you find that you have a couple that you typically play more often because you
couple
enjoy
songs? Them? Yeah, there's a couple songs that definitely like have become standards in the group so far. You know, La Raíz, which is definitely it was covered by Carlos Santana on his last record. It's just one of our really monumental songs. You know, we're really proud of that one, and we're proud of all of them really. Bombo is another track that is like from our new record, which we're really playing a lot. People love the track.
It's caught on.
Yeah, it's really caught on a lot. Track that's people in New York especially has caught on a lot. It's one of the crowd favorites.
Speaking of Carlos Santana, how was it playing on stage with him? I mean, that must have been amazing.
There's few words to describe that. I mean the guy played with Hendrix.
He's a legend.
I mean, honestly, it was tremendous. It was incredibly humbling, to be perfectly honest. It was tremendously humbling because he's so down to earth. I mean, the guy is super, super, super humble, and he really only wants to
play music,
help out, share. Really, I mean, he's not one of those guys with his nose in the air. I mean, he comes from poverty, so he remembers what it's like being dead ass broke, trying to make something of himself. And he sees that in us, and you know, he's been gracious to say some wonderful things about us to the press, like, you know, and you know, we just gotta, I mean, he's like our padrino, he's like our godfather, you know. He's really like, it was an honor to meet him, talk to him, play with him. It was a total honor. I mean, there's not much more I can say about it.
Play with your legend in the beginning of your musical career. Now where do you go? Yeah. Would you guys ever consider fusing your music with other genres, say electronica, or moving
you
it
know what?
Forward
Honestly,
in that way?
We are constantly open to any source of inspiration. Really, I mean, we don't try and put a formula on anything too much. It keeps it fresh for us, it keeps it exciting. And it's like trying and stay in touch with the source. It's our religion. It's our house of God, if you will. You know, I mean, that in itself has no limitations. You know, absolutely.
So, is it true that the initial name of the band was Alma Latina?
Yes.
So, what made you change the name from Alma Latina to Latino?
Legal reasons.
Oh.
It was because we found out there was like an Alma Latina group in like every county of every state in every country, you know,
so that
had the name copyrighted already, so we decided to change the name to Radio Mundial. It was actually going to be the name of our record,
which means World Radio, for those of you that don't speak Spanish.
There you go, Radio Mundial, English translation, World Radio.
Right.
What inspired that name?
Well, you know, we were sitting around with in the backyard in New York in one of our friends' houses, and I think we were having a bunch of cigarettes and drink and beers and stuff. I don't smoke anymore.
I don't smoke anymore, but I did, you know.
And we were just talking about, you know, different scenarios, album title. I think we were just like, you know, just hanging out with the boys, you know, really just shooting the shit. And that name popped out, you know. I think we were describing like a scene in like the Pulguero, which is like the flea market environment that me and my brother used to work in as little kids. We were talking about, we remembered like the bullhorns that used to announce like the different vendors and advertise, and we were like, that's us, you know.
that's us,
that bullhorn is us. And because we really try and we touch lyrically, we just try and talk about a lot of different stuff, whatever is in our heart and what we see, you know.
What are your favorite songs to play? I mean, Bombo is popular, but what's your favorite?
Honestly, there's every night is I have a different favorite one. You know, every night is like one tends to shine more than the others, you know, in that particular night, you know. So I like meeting people, I guess, you know. One night someone will meet you and you're like, oh yeah, you meet them another night and it's like, yeah, I'll talk to you later, you know? You know?
Yeah.
So like, there's all of them, really. I mean, it just depends on the night, how I'm feeling. And then also, I don't mean to speak for the other guys because I can't, but you know, some nights a guy, one of the, like Brian J will be like, yo, that Aquí Tenemos was an incredible tonight, and I'll be like, no, I was kind of somewhere else. I really wasn't. I was struggling with the guitar stuff, or anything. So it's, you know, we just try and be open to it. You know, it evolves constantly. Yeah.
Well, you know, I have one question to ask you. When I was listening to your album Momento Eterno, you have a song called "Where'd Your Love Go?"
Yeah.
And that song sounds a lot like music from Nina Simone.
Oh wow.
Our, you know, the voice. Wow. That sounds very Nina Simone to me. So did you listen to Nina Simone when you were younger?
Definitely. I listen to Nina Simone now.
I give it all to you. You who I thought.
I discovered Nina Simone through Jeff Buckley and his version of Lilac Wine. I mean, you know, Nina is, you know, she's the earth, you know?
Yeah.
You
her know? Voice.
Yeah.
But you came, that came through.
Honestly, that was, my brother was actually singing that song, the lead vocal on that song originally. But we got into the studio and we started laying the tracks down. I came up with this melody, like, totally unconscious, like we were in the studio and I just started humming along to it, and Andres was like, yo, that's hot, and the other guy's just like, yo, that's really hot, you know, you gotta get in there and do that. And I got in there and I started doing the vocal and I was totally tense. Uh-huh. And it sucked. So I was like, can someone get me a chair, a cigarette, and a glass of wine, you know?
I need to calm down.
And that's what I did. I sat in a chair, the sun was going down in New York, smoking a cigarette, drinking a glass of wine, and the mic to my lips, and laid it down, you know? And it was great. So there was another example of how this group is like, we're open to anything, really. I mean, again, I want to just backtrack a little bit. Meeting some of these new artists, you know, like Aquid and Julio Voltio, I mean, these guys, I mean, are inspirations to us, and it's like what you feed on, you know, you just constantly, I can't put enough emphasis on like how important and vital that is to constantly meet new artists, people that inspire you. And we're open to it. Yeah,
God. Yeah. Well, is there one thing that you want your fans to know about you that's not in the papers or printed?
No.
How about, are there any up and coming artists that you're really keen on right now?
Yeah, there is I don't know if he's up and coming anymore, but my good friend Javier Garcia is an artist based out of Miami. He's a really good friend of mine, and he's someone that I feel is pioneering new ground. Also a friend of mine in Miami also named Neil Lara, who I think is Cuban-American guy, fusing, did I say fuking? I wanted to say funk and fusion, and it came out as fuking.
That's a good term.
I gotta remember that, fuking. Yeah, fuking. Get fuking.
Get it, get with it.
So, yeah, he's fusing a lot of, like, Guajira, traditional Cuban music, and, like, funk together. And he's an inspiration also, Nilada, yeah.
So tell us about what it's like in San Diego here, coming with all these new fans.
Iron Jack. Well, Hannah, Iron Jack, it's been it's a total pleasure coming here. It's, you know, I mean, we were driving around, I think, Old Town today. Old Town, it was beautiful. I mean, obviously, we saw the tourist trappings and everything, but we went to eat at some nice spots. It's not our first time here, but every time we come here, it's always we put on our A game, you know. And I'd like to say something to like your San Diego audience, you know. Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you for supporting Radio Mundial. Desde corazón, muchísimas gracias. Que ustedes siguen compartiendo tu amor con nosotros, porque nosotros siempre vamos a dar lo mejor de nosotros. And we're really glad to have been given this opportunity to play here tonight, and we hope to come back sometime in the future. And for your world audience, keep it locked, baby.
Yeah. So, you know, from the bathroom of the 4th and B, you know, if you have not heard Radio Mundial, you are really missing out, because they are one of the most awesome United States Latino bands I've heard in a long time. You cannot help yourself but move around that floor, and just for even for the most timid wallflowers, you are just out there, and you guys are amazing, and thank you for taking the time to come out from New York to San Diego. And, you know, this is Hannah Lazar and Iron Jack with PiratePods.com. Thank you.